What you didn't hear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The 10 declared GOP candidates debated last night and proved once and for all, nobody talks as fast as Chris Matthews. Maybe that's why so much was left unsaid. For example, all except Rudy Giuliani want to see Roe v. Wade overturned as a way to protect all human life. But how would that protect all human life? Would all women be offered prenatal care to prevent miscarriage? Would miscarriages be investigated to ensure they were truly accidents? Regular urine tests for all fertile women? We don't know. On the matter of immigration, I thought I heard Mitt Romney say everyone should have a national ID card.
There's no question as we deal with the issue of immigration, having a national special card that indicates a person's biographic information and an indication of their work status will allow us to know who's here legally, who's not.
A card that would show who's legal, who's not, which means we'd all have to carry one, right? Except then he said this.
By the way, the national ID card, that's for aliens, not for citizens.
A national ID card that's just for aliens. Well, how would that work? If bona fide citizens don't have to have one, anybody who was stopped and asked for their ID would say, hey, I'm a citizen. Here's my forged birth certificate to prove it. I'll tell you what was clear last night. They may say they're against human cloning, but they can't mean it. Just look at them lined up on the front page of the New York Times today. Yes, I understand that they're all men, they're all white, they all love Reagan, that's fine. But do they all have to wear the same suit and the same shirt? I will say that four of them did not wear a red tie. But could you mix it up just a little? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.